Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have a lot.
I don't either.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale and this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, April 18th, and I'm super happy to be with you all this morning. I just wanted to warn everyone we're having a little bit of issues getting started today. So if we get cut off or you lose us, we'll try to get back on. Cindy had a hard time getting in and I got in and then it cut me off and I had to call back in. So I'm hoping we won't have any issues, but if we do, just bear with us. We'll try to get the show back going. So, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and say good morning to Cindy while we've got her here. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. And I'm hoping that I'm here the whole time.
Yeah. If the show tries cutting us off, we'll obviously try to call back in, but we may have a little bit of technical difficulties today. So, all right, everyone. As I always say, just want to remind everyone to please press one on the phone if you want to chat with us. As you know, it's really the biggest part of what our show is all about is hearing from all of you, either live on the calls, which you just press one and you get put in our queue and we can chat with you, or use the Facebook page to let us know topics or things you want us to talk about. So if you press one, we know you're there. Likely, if you have a question or a comment or a story, somebody else also has that question or somebody will benefit from hearing that story. So it's really the way we all learn the best. And something we haven't talked about in a while is maybe something I do want to bring up is to use us for your practicing your testimonials. And you may have more than one. It depends on who you talk to and what you talk about. So this is you don't have to look anybody in the face, practice your testimonials and we can give you feedback of too long, too short, or be sure to talk about this or be sure to, do that when you do that. And so it's a great way to be able to practice your testimonials and in front of people, but not really in front of people. So if you guys want to do that, we encourage you because that is really one of the biggest things when you're meeting new people to be able to have that in your arsenal, one or two kind of short spiels that you do. And again, I have multiple ones because I have depends on who I'm talking to and if I'm talking about the horse unit or the human unit and who that person is, whether they're a horse owner or a trainer or a doctor or, whatever it might be. So I kind of change what I talk about. Me, especially, avoid sharing too much because I have that, there's so much cool things about Beamer. I'm going to tell you everything I know as fast as I can, especially in the beginning. And so I've really tried to stop myself from doing that because it just doesn't work that well. So if anybody wants to practice, I know Cindy and I, we talk about this a lot, but please use us for that. We would love it. And it is gorgeous here today, too. We're having a really beautiful, beautiful blue sky spring. So I'm excited to be here. I hope the flies haven't gotten too bad. Did your rearranging help yet, Cindy?
Well, we had to order more supplies and things that just got delivered yesterday. So we're still moving things around, but we've made progress. So I'm really really anxious to make sure that this mesh stuff holds the ground in place, and it's a huge experiment. And let's hope it's a positive one. So,
well, I'm rooting for you because I know what a problem you had last year.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I maybe kind of put you on the spot a little bit to say you talked about testimonials. So what would you say if you're meeting somebody who is a horse owner and you don't know much more about them than that, what would you say?
So honestly, mostly I usually start with, it all depends on a little bit stuff, but the first thing I start talking about Beamer is, have you heard of Beamer? That's my very first question. And honestly, my first intro with people is a lot of questions usually, especially if I don't know them a lot. But have you ever heard of Beamer? And more people are saying yes. They've at least heard of it or used it, or a friend has it, or when they were at a show, they'd seen it. And that's different than it used to be. So that kind of changes the way I'm able to talk to people. So that's always my first question is, have you heard of Beamer? And then depending on what they say, I'm just kind of losing my train of thought here. If they've never heard of Beamer, if they have heard of it but they don't know what it is, then I just do a quick spiel of, this is what Beamer is, increased circulation, and it has, you know, usually I get a little bit of an idea of maybe what they're doing, whether they're just pleasure riders or show riders, and so I'll include, it can help with these benefits, and it's trailering and showing and, you know, all the different things depending on what I think they might do. I'll just give a list of 3 or 4 things that it can directly benefit. And then from there, I want to ask questions. That's my biggest thing, is I'm going to ask a lot of questions when I'm first meeting somebody. I'm going to ask what they do with the horses, what their biggest issue they're having currently with their horses or their because of the medical, I kind of come from the medical side. So I'm, you know, especially this time of year, we're seeing a lot of specific types of calls at the veterinary clinic. And so I'm going to ask is there routinely certain problems that you have medically and or, if you're showing a lot or traveling a lot, things like that. So I'm really I have a very, very short actual, like, this is what Beamer is. And then it's more questions. So I probably should have not set myself up like that without having something to say, huh? Something worth specific
to say. I'm sorry,
but
I couldn't resist.
I did it to myself. Like I said, I have usually a very short, this is what Beamer is, really quick thing, and then it's questions. And then a lot of the times, you know, I will use Beamer Share right there on my phone showing people, and I love the blood flow video. So I will bring that right up, and I usually start with the human blood flow video because it's easier to see. And then I follow it with the horse one of, like, now you know what you're looking for. This is the horse version of it. And so I love that when I'm first meeting people because it's such an impactful visual of what Beamer is actually doing. So I often will bring that up on my phone. So.
Yeah, and I think that's really important that you mentioned kind of sequentially there, because I do the same thing. Because Dr. Burka does such a nice job, and the video itself is more clear than what we have for the horse. Sometimes if you send the horse a video just by itself, people they don't really know what they see the before and after, but they really don't know what to look for. And you know, the horse video, the real dramatic vessel change is in the top left hand corner, and you just have a little bit of it. And so I always, I have the same disease you do, Rainy, where I tend to talk too much, but I do add some comments about these videos before I share them with people. And on the human one, I will say, look, this is not a computer simulation. This is not some kind of an AI 3D, or printer kind of a thing. This is real blood in a real human. And that, the person was, in their 30s, they were in good shape. They weren't sick. They didn't feel bad, but they were subject to chronic stress. And we know what that does to the body. And that the video clips that we see in the intravital microscopy are taken during the same, they weren't kind of manipulated for best, you know, results. They are taken during the same 8-minute session. Again, because people are so skeptical and saying, what am I seeing? And it's, you know, Photoshop and all that kind of stuff. So I usually kind of try to put it in that context. And to say, you know, the before video really shows how the surrounding tissue where the blood is so sluggish that, you know, the guy doesn't feel sick yet, but he's working on something. It may take years, but it absent improving that blood flow, you know, that area is going to, you know, be the genesis of a problem at some point in the future. So I try and tell people so they aren't thinking, oh, yeah, this is just, you know, something else that, you know, some other cartoon.
I don't go into probably as much description as that, but I probably should because more and more people are seeing, you know, fake videos like that. So that's probably good.
Yeah, it depends
on
the vibes from the person. Yeah, if they feel, you
that's
know.
That's true.
You can watch them if they're, you know, tuning you out, then that I do remind myself to shut up. The other thing when I say is, you know, I can show you something equivalent with a horse, and I'll tell you that this is not a sick horse. It's not an old horse. It's just a horse who's, you know, really ridden hard and is worn out, exhausted. Because to me, anyway, I like more context. Because otherwise I'm not sure what I'm seeing, and I tend to ask a lot of questions. So if I can cut off those questions beforehand, you know, that's what I would want. It's not what everybody wants to hear, but those are just some of the things that I would offer so that people understand what it is that they're looking at. So you said that you had a short explanation of, you know, of what Beamer does for horses. So what would that be?
And really, it's not necessarily for horses. It's kind of the short explanation I use for what Beamer is in general. Like I said, I add on to the end. It helps with, you know, fill in the blank few things, and that depends on who I'm talking to. But basically, I talk about being a a low electromagnetic field that helps support blood flow. And so I talk about the heart pumps, and it takes care of all the kind of main veins and arteries, but it needs an assist in the body. And that assist is an expansion and contraction of the smallest blood vessels, and those help move the blood. And that's what Beamer supports, is those smaller blood vessels getting that blood moved around the body. So.
Okay.
And then I say, and that can support everything from a very base level of the body. So it helps with multiple, you know, can help with, you know, depending on if I'm talking people, I'm talking about stress, I'm talking about sleep. With animals, I'm talking about, you know, stress again, obviously for all of us, that's a big issue. I'm kind of filling in that blank, those blanks at the end with more specifics, depending on who I'm talking to.
Yeah, exactly. And seeing it, you know, let me segue a little bit, is for people that do participate in Facebook, and this is not specific to horses, it's to people, but that you might have heard that there's been, you know, Beamer has done some longevity presentations, live presentations. They're half day. It's kind of like a Beamer Saturday, but just the focus is on longevity in a couple of places. They did one in Denver, and they're doing it kind of in preparation with Live Academy in certain locations. It's kind of to do this longevity event a few days or a few weeks or the previous month or something, generate some excitement before the Live Academy happens. But that as they do the kind of the 2024 version of the roadshow. It's going to be really Beamer and you know, the power of longevity is kind of the theme this year. And so this, you know, they've done a lot of research to show that there's people, a lot of people are looking online for information about wellness, but longevity is certainly, you know, it's one of the buzzwords for today, our time, for some obvious reasons. And I think with the recognition that people say, it's wonderful that we can live longer, but if you don't have a quality of life, then it doesn't mean a lot. And so that's just always a little bit of a background. But the what you've seen on the Facebook pages for the human set, which I really recommend that you participate in that too. It's just, you know, it's keeping abreast of what's going on within your peer group of distributors as well as from the company. And Carsten Barsch, who is our liaison with Europe, if you will, it has been doing what he calls these little snippets from his longevity presentation. And they're really good, and they're things that you could, you know, borrow or incorporate with people to, you know, kind of keep up to date with them. Say, yeah, I was listening to this, or I read this, and I thought of you, just wanted to share it. But I recommend that you go back and look at the ones he's been doing just within the last week or about with respect to longevity, because they're all, you know, these are things that they've done outside statistics on, et cetera. And the whole quality of life and good health is really, that's what Beamer's about. So, again, not to do with horses whatsoever, but, you know, all horses have owners and riders. And we all want to be around as long as we can with a quality. So, that's something to find on Facebook. What also, and I'm going to switch gears totally here, so Rainey's not on the hook anymore, but we don't have questions or things that have come up out of the site that we found this year or this week from the IBD horse set North America. But one of the things that is exciting is to kind of keep track, and we hear things about our ambassadors for sure. But also when we know that there's riders who use Beamer. And, you know, right now what's going on is the World Cup final in Riyadh, which I believe is in Saudi Arabia, or it's in that general vicinity anyway. And we have one of the riders there is a young woman. She's only 19. She's an amazing rider. Her name is Skylar Wireman. Yeah, we can't talk today. And, you know, she had her starting first round. She turned out, she had a clear round on her horse. And we're talking about she came in the top 10 finish. For, you know, this is a big deal, this World Cup Finals. You can find a replay of that a lot online. But I just want you to know that that's a Beamer horse getting it done. To use Christine Nagy's favorite thing when she posts things with her clients. Because you know, Beamer's helping a lot of really top competitors. We don't always have... you know, we don't have their permission to be able to show things and post things, but, you know, that's just something that we happen to know. So sharing that, it's exciting if you have people that you know that are competing, and to be able to follow them and be able to see, you know, how they're using Beamer to help. I mean, think about that. If you're taking your horse from the States, you know, you're flying on a plane, and if you've ever looked at what they do, you know, the whole process to put a horse on a plane and you know, that they have to have people with them, and they're confined, and sometimes they have to be drugged, and it's a big deal to transport horses internationally like that. And it's got to be extremely stressful to the animal. Even if they are drugged to the gills, it's still a stressful circumstance for them. So anyway, just wanted to say that, you know, we're cheering on our Team USA, and it's pretty amazing that, you know, to have this young woman doing so well. And one of the things that's helping her do that is Beamer. So that was my little tidbit for the day. From there, and have we cajoled anyone into talking with us at all?
Nope, nobody wants to share their, nobody wants to be put on the spot like I did, or I was. And really, you know, it's not really putting anybody on the spot. It's, you know, practicing what you want to say. And just like I said, I mean, I change what I say almost completely when I talk to everybody. I have the same similar thing I started with that I shared. But after that, I go, you know, it widens out. And it depends on questions that we've asked each other. Or how they've responded to what I've said, or if they've asked any questions to what I've said. You know, some people don't know anything about blood flow in general, and so I have to be, you know, sometimes they're wondering, even from what the little bit that I said, they have questions about it. And some people, you know more about blood flow, and it immediately, you know, connects and resonates with them. So I don't have to explain more on that. So it just, again, it depends on how they respond. So it is a living statement usually, besides that, like, main thing I usually say. Oh, we have somebody that wants to chat with us. Let's see if they're going to be brave and share their testimonial with us. We've got area code 805. Area code 805, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, Cindy and Rainey. This is Jan Pop from California.
Jan.
Also, hi, Jan. Also known as Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup. But Cindy, at the manager's meeting, you did a stunt on what not to say about, and I really want to be a manager so badly. I'm still working on it. It's taken me a long time, but I'm going to get there. But anyway,
here you are.
Are there some ideas that you can give us about what not to say and what not to do? And then also, if you both could go through, Cindy, you're the Beamer person, Rainey, you're the person that she's going to be talking to for the first time, just to go through a conversation and just give us that type of a thing. Because I'm writing everything down, but just as an example, okay, Cindy, you're approaching Rainey for the first time, and you're, hi, how are you, and how many horses do you have, blah, blah, blah. Just go, if you could go through a conversation, that would be helpful to me anyway.
Okay. So it's only fair for you to put us on the spot, Jan. I guess that's what we said our focus.
That's right. That's what I'm here for.
You did great, yeah. So, what we did at the manager's meeting was kind of, here's what not to do in a role play, and then we reversed it and did, here's a better way. Because, and what we did from the not to do was an amalgam of all the things that we've seen people do incorrectly and have turned people off of Beamer by probably inadvertently doing things that they didn't realize, you know, like something like, you know, shaking the blanket when you take it out of the carrying case so that the horse goes, ah, what is that? You know, things like that people don't, you know, they don't all, that are not familiar with horses, they don't all think about the fact that this is an animal who's attuned to the environment and is watching what you do, both the energy you're putting forth, you know, kind of subconsciously, as well as your actions. So if you're flapping your hands or you know, crinkling paper, or something comes out of your bag or purse and flying in the wind down the aisleway of the barn, all those things are, the horse is going to react to that. So we tried to make it be humorous, that people could say, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. And, you know, because they didn't even think about it beforehand.
Well, and I would say humorous, but you also took those from real stories that you'd heard, right?
This right.
Is, all of them were
oh,
actual
yeah.
things that you had heard people have done. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we drew the line at showing up in flip-flops. And, you know, but that's happened, you know, and
yeah.
and recognize that somebody who has a horse or is a horse professional, if you show up to do a demo in flip-flops, you have been discredited right there before you've even gone past, you know, go. You might as well turn around and leave. That's my
yeah.
opinion. I don't know,
yeah.
Rainey, how you, you know. If I
well,
came
I mean,
up
it,
to,
it's
you
just,
to
it,
do a demo, yeah.
I was going to say, it's just
no
a big red flag of this person doesn't know how to behave around horses. It's just
yeah.
a immediately, yeah. So you've immediately,
exactly.
you're starting
and
from
that's,
negative as far as this person doesn't know. Yeah.
Right, and that's really important for somebody like me that is not familiar with horses that much.
Right.
To,
mm-hmm.
That's really good information. Don't wear flip-flops. Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
Think about, you know, do you want 1,200 pounds stepping on your bare feet? Probably not. So you want to not just wear shoes, but shoes with some substance to them. Just because things happen with, you know, large animals and, you know, also, but that's, you know, that's an example anyway, that's kind of seems extreme and people laugh about it, but it has happened. So,
and for somebody
really
who's never
important.
Been around, well, and that's what I was saying, for somebody
because
who's never
I,
been around horses before ever and never been to a barn, it's something they just wouldn't even think about. And so, yes, it seems extreme
exactly.
to horse people, but to a not a horse person, it wouldn't even enter their mind to think about what shoes I should wear, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm not going to think about, oh, they could step on my foot. That wouldn't even
yeah.
enter my mind. So I know, you know,
yeah.
this is really good information, even though it's a very simple thing. And it might not be important to, you know, to someone, but it is very important. Okay, so I won't interrupt anymore. Keep going.
No.
Well, I think, you know, just to expand on that a little bit is to think about any time you go anywhere that, you know, first impressions are you get one chance. And part of the impression is going to be how you look and are you dressed appropriately. One of the things that we kind of recommend is the saying, if you're going to, you know, somebody who rides Western, you know, it'd be something where, you know, you'd expect to show up in jeans and some kind of boots or these sturdy tennis shoes or something. If you're going to somebody who's, you know, a high-end dressage or jumper barn, you might want to dress a little bit, you know, differently. You might want to invest in something that was, you know, a pair of more, you know, not expensive riding pants, but to make it look like this is an area that you're kind of familiar with. And I guess nice jeans are always okay. But being neat and tidy, and not having clothing that flaps around or crinkles or makes noise. You know, sometimes our winter clothes are things that, you know, the fabric is can make noise. You know, and I'm being a little bit overboard here, but I'm just saying if you want to create a good impression, try and dress like you belong in that environment and that you have awareness.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, it's not. I mean, maybe overboard a little bit, but more just to setting the picture. You don't have to do exactly that, but making just by mentioning the things of like, you know, clothes that are going to flap or make noise, that's just something that maybe somebody would never think about. So maybe they
mm-hmm.
just, maybe they're also things to think about, like silence your phone as far as making noise. All
yeah.
of those things, anything that's going to make
oh.
you're dealing with prey
oh,
animals,
okay.
right? So any loud noise, anything that's going to startle or spook or do anything that is going to undo anything that you're trying to show too, right? You're trying to show them in like full relaxation. But if in the middle of that, if that Beamer session, they're just starting to kind of drop their head and then your phone goes off on 10 volume with some crazy thing, you're going to pull them right back out of that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, good point.
So
yeah.
Any of those points.
Thing. Good
yeah.
Point.
Yeah. Like maybe.
So yeah,
maybe
it's extreme to talk about. Yeah.
It's not.
yeah.
Plastic
but
bags
it,
is
it,
another
it,
one.
It makes you be able to think along those same lines of, right, if I shouldn't wear crinkly clothes, then I probably shouldn't do this, and then I probably should turn off my phone, and these boots make a lot of noise when I walk, so I should maybe not wear those. So it just kind of, it's just kind of a picture to kind of get in your head of, like, you know, things that make loud noises are not always the best. Things that move a lot are not always the best. So yes, it was kind of, you know, an extreme example, but not really extreme when you think of it as a concept rather than specifics, right?
Yeah. And that goes beyond
even
things that make noise. Although again, I want to add my plastic bags in there because maybe you were thinking, oh, I'll bring an apple to the horse or something, and you put it in a plastic bag. And it's, you know, there's a little bit of wind or something. The day you take the plastic bag out, and horses do not like plastic bags, I'll tell you that. And most of them, anyway, because they make a noise. And then also, you know, it blows away and it blows down the aisle, and all here's this poor horse who's cross-tied and can't get away, and there's this horse-killing plastic bag that is coming towards it or under its feet or something. And that can... Those kind of things, they happen. But, you know, to take this a little step further, so thank you, Jan. We're kind of running with it. But
this is so good for someone like me that has no, you know, I don't have the experience that you all do. So this is really important information. And it's I'm just thinking, you know, keep the environment low-key. And each one of these points are important to me, and I'm picturing in my head I'm at an operating room, so you want everything to be quiet.
Calm.
And
what goes with that is your energy, because horses are going to pick up on that energy 10 to 15 feet away. And so if you're going, oh, my, that's a really big animal, he's a little bit scary. Or maybe the horse is, you know, kind of antsy or mouthy. Or, you know, you don't realize that they like to smell you and you think he's going to come bite me or something. Stand away from that horse. Your nervous energy is very likely going to project to them and make them remember they're herd animals. So they respond first and think later, say, oh, this person is scared. There's something for me to be scared about. And so being aware of that's another reason why we recommend times to say if you're going to do a demo, bring the equipment, explain it, but stand back and let the person the horse knows, the owner or the handler, put it on. And, you know, keep your energy away from that horse if this is something where you're, you know, or maybe you like horses, but you're nervous about what you're going to say. The horse is going to pick up on that immediately, and they're not going to be able to, it's going to be a challenge then for them to get into that parasympathetic response. Give them space to be able to respond to the equipment and to keep your own issues further away from the horse, so that they don't have to take those into consideration. So that is a huge one, and that impacts a lot of people. And what also goes with that is sometimes, you know, when we're nervous and we talk too much, which I'm certainly guilty, some people use their hands.
Never.
Yeah. But some people use their hands. And, you know, the more nervous they are, they kind of, you know, they project that nervousness, if you will, but sudden hand gestures are ones that the horse is going to go, whoa. And you don't want to startle the horse when you're trying to get him to relax. So hand movements are something that, you know, gestures, things like that are things. If you're going to move around a horse, move deliberately and slow and keep in their line of vision where they can see you. Stay out of their blind spots. So those are, I guess, just, you know, a few things in that capacity. What else? I love the idea about turning the cell phone off, Rainey. Anything else that we can, that comes to mind in that regard?
I mean, those are my big ones. I always carry treats in my pocket, too. And that's a habit I've always just come because horses are going to smell that. I mean, I carry treats in my pocket at work for dogs, too. You know, work in a vet clinic. So anything I can do, they're like, ooh, she's got a treat. You know, instantly there's a barrier lowered there. So I always do that. You know, and then, of course, ask the owner before I give anything to make sure that they're allowed to have whatever kind of treat you have. And then beyond that, I was like, you know, as far as what you wear, I mean, pretty much jeans and boots, especially, you know, a nice pair of jeans and a clean pair of boots is what I wear pretty much everywhere. I haven't had a nice pair of, you know, English riding pants and boots since for 20 years. So, but maybe what I change on the top is different depending on if I'm going to, you know, a Western barn or an English barn. But really, jeans and boots is what I'm going to wear pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. But mostly just the calm idea is really anything you can do to keep a calm presence in yourself, in your speech, in what you bring is important, right? And so also when you're doing things like even opening the bag, it's a big Velcro opening, right? Sometimes I will take the Velcro because it's just on the end and I'll open that before I get there and just tuck it in so I'm not like ripping open Velcro in front of the horse who's like, because sometimes Velcro is like, whoa, you know, sometimes
yeah,
it can be really loud. It
Velcro
depends on the environment too. Like,
yeah.
Agreed. So I will try to do as much of the Velcro undoing as I can before I get there. Like even the boots I'll have un-Velcroed because some horses don't react well to that. I mean, if you're in a loud barn where there's a lot going on, probably they're not going to notice the Velcro being done. But if you're in a, you know, quiet barn where there's not a lot going on, that Velcro gets really loud really fast. Just anything you can do to kind of cut down on any, you know, noise or anything that's going to startle. Calm is the word that I always think, just to keep as much as you can calm. And they're just going to respond best to that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And that the sensitivity of horses pick up on if you're nervous. I got that from Blog Talk, from listening to you guys. So it's very informative, and you know, I always learn something by listening in. So yeah, I hope other people will listen in because this is so valuable. Good information, valuable information. And I know you guys do it. You're volunteers. You know, this is your time. You don't get paid for this. So, gosh, you know, what a gift. What a gift you are. So, thank you.
Well, that's
fine. Thank you so much, Jan.
You know,
and we appreciate your questions.
Some accidents, that's a good investment of time because, you know, things can happen. And we want distributors and customers and their horses. We want everybody to be safe. That's a big one.
Calm and safe.
Yeah. Well, I
was just talking to somebody yesterday that I met at the gym, Pilates place that I'm just going to start going to. And here she is, a neighbor just a few miles away that has 15 horses. And she knows about the Beamer, but she bought something else. And I'm going to get with her because she's interested in the Beamer for just specifically certain things that she knows the Beamer might help. So I look forward to that. But she was saying that she got one of her horses out of a trailer and fell on its back. And, you know, things, anything can happen with a horse. And, you know, and what she went through with that horse. But it took, you know, about a year before the horse was back to where it was. But gosh, you guys are so dedicated to your animals, and anything can happen is what I'm saying. You know, I hear these things that happen in the barns and with the horses and loading and unloading, and gosh, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. And because these are these, you know, the prey animals, that fight or flight takes over. And, you know, if they're doing a fight or flight out in a field somewhere, less likely that they're going to get hurt. If they're doing this in the barn or halfway into a trailer, things can get, you know, pretty bad pretty fast. And then as far as recovery, I mean, there's always the physical recovery, right, of however they injured themselves, mm-hmm. which, you know, Beamer can help. But there's also the mental part of that. If, you know, they hurt themselves getting out of a trailer or in a trailer or in a trailer accident, something like that, of getting that horse back into a trailer, there's a mental aspect there too
mm-hmm.
that Beamer can also help
yeah.
with. So
it's traumatizing, very traumatizing
yeah.
to the
mm-hmm.
animal, yeah, to the horse. Wow.
Yep.
Lot to it, ladies. Dedication, that's what I call it. You people. You horse people are so dedicated. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing to me. It's a different world.
That you're open to, I hand it to you because you are open to learning and not going in thinking, well, I already know everything. I think that's a dangerous
mm-hmm.
attitude
Agreed.
To ever have, you know. And it's more fun to be open to new ideas because there is so much to learn, and we're all constantly learning. So the more that you're receptive to that, I just think it makes everything, it's more interesting from your side, but that you have, you know, made it a commitment to say, I will be constantly open-minded. And I think, you know, the results, and I think you've been very, you know, your Beamer journey has been very successful from the passion that you show and the interest, the genuine interest that you show to people as well as their horses. I think it's reflected in your success. So I congratulate you on your attitude for that.
Thank you so much.
Agreed.
It means a lot. Means a lot that you said that to me. And my husband says that I think I know everything, but I think I'm just the opposite when it comes to information. You know, I know nothing. I know nothing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's very few of us who can really say I know everything and have it be true.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think if my husband thinks I know everything.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a totally different dynamic. Okay. I'll give you that. But,
Pardon?
Go ahead.
I only have 44 years with this guy, so yeah. So I guess he must know me, but I don't think I'm a know-it-all. Anyway, yeah. So.
But.
Yeah,
don't you have
I'm
a reaction personally when you meet somebody who kind of comes off, you know, maybe a little arrogant that they know it all and you know nothing? Is that, to me, that's a real turnoff. So I have
yeah,
a hard
that's
time
a good
with
expression.
People.
Yeah, that's a good expression. It's a turnoff. So I go in at saying, being very, very honest and say, you know, I'm not a horse person, but I am learning, and I think it's fascinating and wonderful and beautiful, and I have a lot of respect for horse people. So that's it. That is real simple.
And well, that's the perfect way to do it, because they're going to know within a few seconds whether you're a horse person or not, even if you don't say anything.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So no point in trying to pretend you're something that you're not. So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thanks again, you guys. I'm going to sign off, and I know it's toward the end of the call. Thank you. I appreciate you both more than you know. Make it a great Thursday.
You
thanks,
too,
Jan. We appreciate you and your great questions.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, and we are – literally about out of time. We're going to get cut off here in a second, so I want to give you a chance to do some final words. But maybe you and I can work on a little, we didn't obviously get to the back and forth skit, so maybe you and I can work on, just think about maybe this week, something mm-hmm. we would say to kind of help the questions back and forth, not really work out an actual skit, but just think about the things we would say or question. So, and maybe we can do that next week for you all.
Yeah, I can send you the notes that Sarah and I had between what we did in
for the good one.
Arlington.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, the bad one was Perfect. The fun one. The bad one
right.
was where also where we got the laugh, but it was interesting that
right.
how many people came up afterwards and said, you know, I saw myself in there. And I went, good, that's the
right.
point.
Yeah,
so
maybe
anyway,
we'll,
sure.
maybe we can do a little modified version of both of those because the fun is fun, but also I think people want to know what should I say. Like if somebody asks, if I get asked this question, what I say, or if somebody says that, what question should I ask? So maybe a little modified version of back and forth between both of them. So
yeah.
would be fun.
I might not be able to do that next week, Rainey, because I've got a horse show set up on Thursday. And I'll be, I am in, you know, moving equipment mode on Thursday.
Okay.
So I'm hoping Tiff can be here.
All right. Well, we'll plan on that to help to see if we can do that on a later show some point. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Any cool. final words, Cindy, before we get cut off here?
No. I think we talked a lot and appreciate Janet. My voice is not cooperating anyway. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. You know, check out your resources on Facebook, and we'll talk to you again. Sorry.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Jan, again, for your questions. You always have great questions, and it brings up a good topic. And like I said, we all can learn from that. So we appreciate you for doing that. And then, again, yeah, use Facebook to communicate with us. If there's any other topics similar to this that you guys want us to delve in a little deeper and talk about a little more, we're happy to do that. So just let us know there. Yes, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Gorgeous here in the Pacific Northwest. So I hope you have similar beautiful weather where you are. Be sure to tune into Blog Talk the other days. They're doing some great things on there on those other days. But you know, you can meet us back here next Thursday to talk about horses. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Rainey. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.